Imagine writing, directing, acting, and producing your own films, while also being legally blind. Gough, as he's known, started as a stand-up comedian before going into film production, and now he's moving into the podcasting space. I've known Gough for a number of years and caught up with him recently. Gough, I first met you when you were doing stand-up comedy, and then you did a news story for my old commercial TV station about being a visually impaired filmmaker. Do you not stop now? What are you doing?
Well, I do everything, Tom. I've BNuts Productions has a podcast with, and we still make films. We've actually made 22 films now, and we've got audio downloads and a couple of books. So, yeah, there's tons of content that I just keep pumping out.
Do you focus on the podcast only at the moment, or you still got your finger in the filmmaking pie or the stand-up comedy pie?
No. So the podcast, I record 6 months of episodes at a time. That way I can then focus then on the next film project. And so, yeah, so I don't do I don't record one a week because that would take up all of my time. So, yeah, no, that's how that works. So we're doing a week of just all podcasts, and then we're getting straight into the next film production right away.
Can you tell us what you're looking at doing next in the film space?
Absolutely. So the next film we're doing is called Biography of a Star, Christian Victoria. And Christian Victoria is a made-up person who I made up, and he is an artist, as in a painter-type artist. And so it's like a mock-e true Hollywood story about telling his life, because Christian Victoria has just passed away. So we're interviewing a bunch of people who knew Christian Victoria, and they're telling all of their perceptions of him and his amazing collection of artworks.
Where did that come from?
Well, I was sitting down one day and I stumbled across an E! True Hollywood story and how they made it, like as in like how it's all put together. And I thought, what a wonderful thing to make fun of. So that's essentially the reason why I did that.
I've got to mention your dad. I know it's not something you particularly like talking about, but you are the son of Ugly Dave Gray, a very well-known comedian. I grew up watching him on Blankety Blanks when I was a kid.
I've been to France.
Have you, Dave?
Oh, like the Arc de Trump and the Champ de Lousy and all the parasites there. Had a fabulous time.
It's the Dave Gray Show with Graham Kennedy.
Then he went on to do cruise ship entertaining. Is he retired now? What's he up to?
Yeah, no, he's putting his feet up now, so he's having a well-earned rest. So he's not a young man, obviously, anymore. So he's decided it's time to hang up the cigar and chill out.
Does he still keep an eye on your career?
Yeah, no. So, well, it's quite funny. My mum forces him to download my films because all the films go up on the BNuts Productions website, where we're actually Australia's only independent streaming service. So, which means we fund the projects ourselves, we make the projects ourselves. There's no third party interference at all. Yeah, so mum forces him every time there's a new film. So there's been 22 of them. So 22 times she's forced him to go to the computer and download the film.
The filmmaking process, you used to appear in all of them, I think. Do you still appear in them as an actor as well as producing and all the rest of it?
Yeah, I come cheap, Tom. So, yes, the answer is a hard yes.
The stand-up comedy, is that something you're still excited about?
I went to the supermarket the other day. I got one egg and one tomato. I go up to the girl behind the checkout. She said, "You're single, aren't you?" I said, "How could you tell?" She said, "Because you're ugly."
Well, I used to love doing it, but when I started up productions, I just didn't have the time or the ability to travel and do that anymore, because stand-up comedy is a lot of travelling, because especially, I mean, on the Gold Coast, I think it's I truly believe this, is that it's the Gold Coast is supposed to be the tourist capital of Australia and there is no comedy club. Like, how is that a thing? Like, seriously, how is that a thing? And, like, Brisbane, I mean, there's, there used to be two. I think there's now just one comedy club in Brisbane. There's over a million people living. How is that a thing? It's just, my point being is, I mean, if you want to do comedy in Australia, you have to travel. And obviously being blind like I am makes it difficult because I can't drive. So, you know, I'd be getting airfares and trains and buses and all sorts of things. And they are very expensive and booking agents won't cover those fees. So, my whole goal, when I started out as a 16-year-old, my actual goal was to write scripts and make movies and do all that sort of stuff. That was the dream. So, yeah.
Podcast Gough. You got your own podcast going. Someone who clicks on your podcast, what are they going to hear?
they're going to hear a 20-minute, really fast-paced, fun, entertaining conversation. It's nothing intense, and I always like to put a bit of humour and a bit of fun in there.
Gough, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Tom.
You can find Gough's podcast on any of your major podcasting platforms. Just search Beer Nuts Productions podcast. He's also got a website, Beer Nuts Productions. Thanks very much to Gough. He's a lovely fellow. Always good to catch up with him.